Welcome to the PI Podcast, Political Insights for the Palaging Inis. I'm your host, Matt Ordonez. And kamusta na, mga ka-PI? How are you all feeling? Hope you're not too stressed. And for this holiday season, the podcast will be talking about mental health. And we hear a lot about mental health. Speaking of which, before we move on, this podcast may contain some sensitive themes, so listener discretion is advised. So we hear a lot of buzzwords related to mental health, like anxiety, depression, toxicity, stress, trigger warnings, you know, OCD, etc., etc. And while many dismiss it as a lack of faith or a lack of resilience or just a simple fad among the youth, there is a real phenomenon of increasing number of diagnoses which need medication, therapy, and other kinds of treatments, and at extreme cases may even lead to self-harm and suicides. Now, many people have integrated mental health into popular discourse, but there are still other parts of society that do not completely understand or even tolerate this discourse. And even among the people who advocate for mental health, there are still some issues that are not quite fully understood, and there's still a lot of things that are quite delicate and we need to understand in order to do this properly. And so this week we have two guests from Mental Health PH, a new organization and movement that tries to promote mental health advocacy, trying to make sure that it's much more manageable and more possible to talk about difficult issues such as this. Now, to introduce our guests, we have two ambassadors from Mental Health PH. First, we have Bill Fuentes.
Welcome to the PI Podcast, Bill.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Bill.
And for our second guest, who is also an ambassador and the head of programs and campaigns for Mental Health PH, we have Ares Mojica.
Hi, everyone. Magandang gabi. And thank you very much, Matt, and for inviting us here sa PI Podcast. It's nice to be here with you and, of course, with Bill.
Okay, welcome, Bill and RS. Now, let's start by asking, what is Mental Health PH and Usap Tayo? Because I've met both of you in the Usap Tayo Twitter spaces. Now, it's still going on, but now they're X spaces, but please start by telling us, what does Mental Health PH do as an organization?
Mental Health PH is a non-profit, non-government organization and on mental health. And it's more, we are on, nagsimula siya in, if I'm not mistaken, 2016. Yes, it started in 2016 with our founders and co-founders. Nag-meet sa isang health-related event. And I think it's a digital health summit, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. And that's when Mental Health PH was conceptualized. So, nagsimula doon, nagkaroon ng mga iba't ibang programs, campaigns, and naging isa nga sa mga first and longest running program ng Mental Health PH or hashtag Mental Health PH ay ang hashtag Usap Tayo. So, the goal of hashtag Usap Tayo, of course, is to zero the suicide cases and stigma on mental health in the Philippines. We talk about suicide, of course, depression and other mental health struggles and how it is related to our everyday lives. We also talk about different topics, current events, and all these things. We do it every zeros of the month, zeros, mm-hmm. meaning 10th, 20th, and 30th of the month, those ending in zeros, because our goal nga is to zero the suicide cases and zero the stigma on mental health in the Philippines. The goal of the ultimate vision of Mental Health PH, and of course, through our Usap Tayo campaign, is what we do is everything is towards a mentally healthy community. So that's what we do in Mental Health PH. Pero Usap Tayo is just one of the many campaigns of Mental Health PH, diba, Bill?
Yes.
Go ahead. So Bill, how did you join Mental Health PH? You know, maybe. Tell
them
what you do for that.
So for Mental Health PH, it was just, I think the first time that I was with them, was as a guest dun sa Usap Tayo kasi they were discussing about movies. And at the time, we were also hosting a Twitter space on movies and talking about cinema, ganyan. And just so happened na parang after that, I usually frequent na yung Usap Tayo space. And the next thing I know, I'm part of the OD committee.
Wow. Like a meet cute, huh?
Yeah. So basically, for OD, we're the one doing or processing yung mga applications for other groups or committees within Mental Health PH.
Okay, so this is largely a voluntary organization. Now, can you tell us what kind of people join Mental Health PH? You know, are they as casual like Bill over here? Now, who else? Like, what is the profile of a Mental Health PH volunteer?
From what I know, it's really open to everyone, Matt. And since it's a volunteer group, everyone will eventually have a role in the organization. So if you're used to doing finance work in your 9-to-5 job, pwede rin po sumali. For example, I do HR, so mas HR aligned yung ginagawa ko rin sa Mental Health PH, aside from joining Usap Tayo. RS, would you like to?
Yeah. I've been with Usap Tayo first. Kasi Usap Tayo naman talaga yung sinimulan ko. Usap Tayo started nga in 2017, no? I started joining Usap Tayo in 2018. And I started volunteering for Usap Tayo in 2018. Tama ba? Yeah. 2019, I started volunteering for Usap Tayo.
And this was before the spaces, right? Or, so before the spaces, what, how was Usap Tayo? Because I actually discovered the two spaces, yeah.
Yeah, before, na-discover ko lang siya, kasi, na-discover ko lang si Usap Tayo kasi Twitter, you know, tambay tayo ng Twitter. So, marami na gano'n. And then, natuwa ako kasi verified account, tapos nila-like, nire-retweet, nag-reply sa akin. So, na-encourage ako mag-join.
Oh. So, it's all the Twitter thing, feeling. Yeah?
Yeah, everything. Usap Tayo is on Twitter lang naman talaga. So, it's a Twitter conversations lang talaga. Okay. We're trying to, maybe later we can discuss more about how we are expanding on Usap Tayo and Mental Health PH. Pero yun, most of our volunteers and ambassadors in Mental Health PH and other campaigns are really from diverse background. We have a CPA, pero ang trabaho niya ay nagmo-moderate. Not necessarily naman ano, but we are also open for everyone naman talaga who would like to volunteer and share their expertise. I, for one, I am a teacher, teaching communication, broadcast, and journalism and those things, media studies. Pero I'm not doing those things. I'm doing project management in Mental Health PH and in Usap Tayo, program and project management. So it does not necessarily need that you need, actually yung common misconception that if you want to volunteer for a mental health organization, for example, you need to be an expert on mental health, but it doesn't necessarily mean like ganon. But one common ground of not all, of course, but most of the volunteers that we have are those who have lived experience on mental health. So ako, in my case, I have been diagnosed with depression for the past 14 years. So I think that's one of my hugots also in doing all these things. Others naman, they might not have been diagnosed, but they might be experiencing some sort of anxiety and all. Others naman have people around them na who are experiencing depression and other mental health cases, challenges, and all. So, you know, some of these volunteers join us and volunteer with us because may malapit sa kanila, directly or indirectly, ang issue ng mental health.
And thank you very much for sharing that. You know, I think it's very, very admirable. You're turning your experience into something that can help people. And of course, initially, you know, you hear a lot of these conditions and keywords and even medical terms and technical terms. But maybe you can help our listeners here by maybe defining first, what is mental health? Something in a way that's simple.
Mental health it's actually basically mayroon tayong lexical and conceptual definition of mental health, which is it's like the state of our mental well-being, our wellness, yung mga key terms natin for mental health, coping. But I think here, when we talk about mental health, I want to look at it on a different, using a different lens, like using it on a social science lens, in a way that mental health is something that that is every one of us. We need them. All of us in mental health ay meron tayong mataas na pangangailangan para pangalagaan ng ating lusog isip. We call it lusog isip in Filipino. And we also have that mental health as something na kailangan nating tignan, na kailangan nating pahalagahan, hindi lang para sa atin, but also for other people that we are dealing with.
Bill, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, and siguro just wanted to point out lang na, kasi di ba, tayo as human beings, we have different parts of us. So we have our physical health, yung physiological, ito yung nakararamdaman natin kaagad, nakikita kaagad natin na kasi these are tangibles, kamay, paa, puso, ganyan. But when we talk about mental health, yun naman yung isa pang aspeto na ito naman yung isip natin. Looking at the lexical definition of it, it's really how our mind, yung state of mind natin, and how we respond to different stresses and even to different events that might challenge yung state na yon ng mental health.
So most people associate mental health with having diagnoses, having disorders or symptoms, etc. But what would you tell someone who doesn't have any of these things, and how would you try and convince them that mental health is important?
Picking up from what you said, no?
Yeah.
Matt, if we're asking, or if you're trying to parang to state na it's important, it's because, again, to your point kanina, everyone has it. Parang lahat naman tayo may state of well-being when it comes to our mental health. So lahat naman tayo na nag-undergo ng different stresses, regardless of the life stage, regardless of our socioeconomic status, regardless of our civil status, whether you're single, married, if you're already a parent or in advanced stages of your life, lahat naman tayo nakaka-undergo ng challenges related to our mental health. So it's really very important to somehow pay attention to it. And it's very good, it's a good time now to discuss more about it. Kasi again, dati madaling sabihin, ay may ubo ako. Kasi meron siyang physical manifestation. Or masakit yung tuhod ko, masakit yung paa ko, may sakit ako sa puso. Madali nakikita kasi may physical manifestation. So magandang pagtuunan ng pansin yung mental health, kasi some of these battles are happening na very quiet yung mga going through dun sa struggle or dun sa mga challenges na yun sa mental health. RS?
Yeah, I would like to look at it on my lived experience perspective naman. No? Sabi ko kanina, I've been diagnosed for 14 years already, but it was only in 2017 that I was able to openly talk about it. Para kasing nangyari kasi sa akin is on and off siya from 2008 up to today. On and off siya, but when 2017 came, doon ako nag-regular na mag-pop. Doon ako hindi nawala. Quote-unquote, hindi nawala, na parang akala ko wala siya, but after a week, after a month, meron na naman akong relapse, may flashbacks na naman, and so on. So, I would like to look at it, yung importance niya, by saying that mental health is not just a state of you being depressed, of you being sad, of all these things, but mental health also involves something that it's not just about coping on those things. Meron din siyang, kumbaga, meron ka din, yung mental health mo, masaya ka, And that's part of your mental health as well. These things are what makes up your mental health as well. And hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na kaya nga sinatawag natin that we have mental health issues, mental health challenges. And when we talk about these issues, mental health challenges, these are the things that you experience negatively, like depression, anxiety, and so on. But when we talk about mental health in general, it also talks about our general well-being. It also talks about our, not just about stress, you know, all these things that have, that affects our well-being and mental health, of course, our kumbaga positive and negative as well. So, and one thing that I realized also with my experience is that mental health is something that a lot that have to continuously talk about to a lot of people, even in different settings, and it's a very hard conversation to make. That's why mental health is very important. That's why mental health is very important, because there are a lot of people who does not know that, for example, they need help, and they will only realize that they might need help when we talk about it. So yun, mental health is very important for us and for the society as well.
While we're on that topic, you know, Usap Tayo, of course, has been very important in trying to facilitate these discussions. May I know, though, how does Usap Tayo help with these discussions on these topics? And how can we engage in these discussions in our daily lives, either with ourselves, with the people that we know, or maybe people we may suspect to be undergoing some mental health issues?
Okay. Sagutin ko muna siya on a personal level. How do I begin conversations? No? Since I'm very much open about my mental health condition, I disclose it to my class, for example. No, sinasabi ko siya sa class ko that, pero hindi siya malalim na discussion. Like, okay, just for disclosure, I have mental health problems. I have depression for the past 14 years. I am telling you this because I want you to know that I have been like this for 14 years and yet I'm still here. So, you know, on that conversation, that's one way. Magandang nangyari siya. Let me just share a story, no? And I'm very touched dito sa story na to na I had one of my worst relapse in December 2021. Okay. Alam mo yan, Bill. Nag-leave ako sa Usap Tayo for a while. Diba? Hindi niyo ako narinig for, nakita or narinig for more than a month. So, then during that time, I was teaching in a university here in Cavite. And then I disclosed that to my students also. And during that time, kausap ko yung therapist ko, yung psychologist ko. Sabi niya sa akin, I don't know if I should tell you this, if it's unethical or not, but I will just tell you without the details. Sabi niya ganun. Sabi niya, I have a new client. He or she, niya sinabi, ko lalaki o babae. So he or she is, as parang sabi niya is, he or she is struggling about depression, though diagnosed na siya, pero struggling siya sa depression niya for years already. Pero takot siya na mag-seek ng professional help in terms of therapy. Pero sabi niya sa akin, he or she was inspired by you when you mentioned in the class na you have this and all these things, and that there is help, and you talked about this very quickly daw sa class, sabi niya ganun. And that's one thing sinasabi niya na, you know, sabi niya parang that's one thing that you have to remember. So, you know, that's one way on starting conversations, to start the conversations about mental health, to begin with yourself, okay? And simple check-ins, that's another way on how you can begin conversations, like, how are you, or are you, not just how are you, there are various ways on how we can ask how are you, diba? Depende sa relationship nyo, pwede, hoy, kamusta ka na, diba, ganun, hoy, or you can just say na, hello, Bex, diba, mga ganyan tayo na, ano, Bex, ano na, anong nangyari sa buhay mo? Ganon. Right. So there are different ways of checking in. And I think now, in Usap Tayo naman, how do we begin the conversations? We begin the conversations by just continuously doing what we do. Okay. We open topics, and this, kasi ngayon, tinatry namin yung balance ng topics na we, di ba, three kami every month. So we are trying to balance the topics na meron kaming light conversations and meron kaming serious conversations every month. So ngayon, kanina, kakatapos lang namin ang usapan namin kung ano yung magiging topics for November. So that's how we begin the conversations. And, you know, I think one of the most crucial parts in Usap Tayo is that how we phrase the questions and how we angle the topic on how these people, how people can relate to Usap Tayo's topics that we have. Okay. And that's one thing, because what we do in Usap Tayo, kasi we just post questions and then let the people, let the tweets, or ano ba tawag ngayon sa tweets? Excess?
Yeah, wow. Dami excess.
Ang pangit, no?
It's posts.
Let them answer. Yeah. We call them Usap Kada. Let the Usap Kada answer it. Okay. Yeah. Hayaan lang natin silang sumagot and, you know, questions and all. Pero ang pinakamaganda kasi dito, especially when we are very regular on Twitter spaces, we receive messages through our mental health page account. Ako, sa personal Twitter ko, because I'm using my Twitter sometimes in my personal Twitter account, I use it during spaces and during ano, tweet chats. Nakakatanggap kami ng mga messages that, you know, saying that, thank you very much for this conversation. Thank you very much for the topic. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always emotional when I'm telling this story. You know? Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, I'm contemplating about suicide, but thank you for the topic. I am alive. You know, those things. And saving lives, these simple things that we do, we save lives. And sometimes sabi niya, meron naman na, thank you for the talk, thank you for this conversation, or something like that. I was able to gather courage to seek for professional help. And that's also our goal in Mental Health PH, to our whatever programs or projects or campaigns that we have, is to promote health professional help-seeking behaviors as well. That's one of the things that we do also. So, you know, these things, opening up a conversation, starting up these conversations, lead to a lot of unimaginable things that happens around us. Yeah. I'm sorry, I shared too much.
No, it's okay. I think it's, yeah, like I said, it's quite admirable that the way you talk about it, it's very matter of fact. Like, it doesn't beg for attention. It doesn't, how do you say, ask for pity. It just is. And the fact that you show that you are dealing with it in a respectful and honorable way is actually, I'm sure, inspiring to your students. And it's clearly and very good. If people see that people can handle these conditions, I think if those people who have them in silence or maybe undiagnosed, then you can see that it would be inspirational. How about you, Bill? Do you have anything to add on maybe how to begin these conversations about mental health?
Yeah, so siguro ako naman, doon naman ako on the other end ng in terms of opening up discussions on mental health. I think riding on this is sinabi ni RS na yung help-seeking behavior, dapat doon kasi talaga siya, sa akin, para sa akin, doon talaga siya nagsisimula na when you open up safe spaces so that people can freely tell. Kasi that's just one thing about mental health, especially if you're going through struggles or challenges. A lot of this is very personal, whether you're going through loss or it's an ongoing battle from dated way back when. Very personal. And again, a lot of people, because of the stigma that comes with struggles with mental health, a lot of people try to keep it on to themselves. So it's very important na if you have bandwidth, make sure that people know that you are a safe space that they can talk to you. So just a quick profile, I graduated with a BS psychology degree. That doesn't mean that I'm an expert, pero with the little knowledge that I have, again, nagsisimula kasi talaga siya sa ganoon na kapag naramdaman ng tao na pwede silang makipag-usap sa'yo and you know that you have bandwidth. Kasi that's another thing, man. Not everyone, especially nowadays, as much as we want to let people come to us para makipag-usap at i-share yung bigat na nararamdaman nila, there will be days that even us, nakakaranas din ng bigat na yun or ng challenges. Mm-hmm. So, right. Hindi naman laging may bandwidth or hindi naman laging available para makinig. Pero kapag meron kang bandwidth, kapag meron kang kakayanan na makinig at maging safe space para dun sa mga tao, then you express it. And then you don't have to tell them na, hey, oy, pwede niyo akong kausapin ganyan. It can be that. Parang okay. if you're close to people, for example, I have friends na I usually tell them, oh, if you have these ideas or if you're not feeling well, please feel free to message me. And I'll reply as soon as I have bandwidth. Yun naman yung lagi kong sinasabi sa kanila. So if you're friends, okay lang. Pwede natin siyang i-phrase that way. But also, yung ginawa nga rin ni RS, pwedeng you start with yourself. But again, with the caveat lang din, syempre na yung ginawa nga ni RS, no, hindi niya nilaliman na parang, FYI, I also experience this and that. Kasi that will make people feel na, okay, magiging komportable ko sa kanya kasi naiintindihan niya ko ano yung nararamdaman ko. So, I think those are ways that we can mark ourselves as safe spaces so that people can initiate discussions. Again, parang ang hirap kasi na tayo yung nag-i-initiate na, oy, nakita ko kasi ganyan. Parang baka feel nila na may judgment or, oh my God, hindi pala ako nakapag-mask properly. May ganun kasing moments din eh. Na,
o yung kumakain mag isa tapos
pinipilit parang pala. pinipilit ko kasi na i-mask yung nararamdaman ko so as not to bother other people, pero nagsashowa pala siya, so sometimes hindi nagiging komportable yung mga tao kapag kinonfront natin sila doon. I think RS has something to say.
Go ahead, yeah.
I just want to make it clear, no, para kasing I just realized na parang Bill and I made it very easy to talk to the street. But no, these are hard conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hindi siya napaka-simple. These are very complex conversations. It just so happens siguro that on our end, we have experience. Okay? But for the listeners, it's not that easy. Siguro on our end nga lang, meron kaming experience, meron kaming knowledge about it. But please prepare. I want the listeners to know also that they have to prepare for tough conversations about it. And it's not that easy to talk about it once it started. Kami ay hindi talaga professionals. We are advocates. Okay, so we cannot talk about psychosis, depression on a clinical perspective.
Right.
We cannot do that. It's a different story. And we are not encouraging people to do that because it's a very, very delikado yung part na yun. We might say something that is unintentionally harmful, but might be very harmful, no? So, yun. But again, later on, siguro, we can, but I think we have to also prepare ourselves for tough conversations on mental health because it can really go, how do you say that?
conversation, no, RS. Siguro, yeah. Parang to piggyback on what you said. Minsan kasi, rare, where we're coming from a place of concern, no? Minsan sasabihin natin, hindi, mag-confide ka sa akin. Okay lang. Ito ba yung nararamdaman mo? Parang, again, as much as we want to help other people, hindi kasi natin din lugar to force people if they're not yet ready to share something as personal as the state of their mental health.
Yes.
Kaya kailangan safe space kayo. Ikaw, para paparamdam mo lang na, oy, safe space ako. When you're ready, come to me. Pagkailangan, okay. Pwede ka dito.
Yeah. And don't ever say that if you're not also ready.
Okay. Yes. Agree. Yun yung bandwidth niya, di ba?
Oo. Kasi, ako ha, sa experience ko, I'm speaking as somebody with lived experience, no? Sa experience ko, ang dami nagsabi noon, long time ago, but sobrang sa ano na ako, saturated na ako sa mga gano'n. Parang sinasabi nila na, you know, just tell me, punta ka lang sa akin, kausapin mo lang ako and all. Pero pag kinausap mo na sila, iba na yung pag-uusap nyo and you'll not be comfortable. Okay. So, because they are, one thing is that they are not ready for those conversations naman pala. Yes. They're coming from the place of concern and that's good. Thank you very much for the concern. But, if you're not ready, like my experiences, no? Oh, sige, uy, kamusta ka na, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos bigla mo sabi, eh, kasi ikaw ganito. I mean, alam mo yun, parang lalong masakit. Pero I also know that they just want to help make you feel better. pero hindi nila alam kung paano. You know, so for our listeners, if ever that you are, people around you are telling you na may ganito ganyan, and you are not ready to talk to them, maybe you can just say, I'm here to listen, period. Listen lang tayo, di ba? Kasi hindi, ano, and then also, one thing that we have to understand, if someone with mental health condition also ay hindi naman nag-share sa inyo, don't feel bad. Again, speaking from my experience, though, sometimes we're close, but the things that's bothering me might not be for you to share, might not be for me to share to you. Because I understand na hindi mo baka hindi mo maintindihan because I'm coming from a different context. That's one. Or maybe I'm not ready to share that with you. So I just want to talk to you, but I'm not ready to share that to you. So we have to understand that also. Na kailangan,
or blanket lang talaga na this person is just not ready to share. Na parang, I just need parang warm body. Parang kailangan ko lang na hindi ako mag-isa. But I'm not ready to share the specifics of what I'm feeling or whatever that I'm going through. Yeah. Go back to you, RS.
Wow. Diba? That's one thing na kailangan din natin isipin and ano hen, no? That's one thing, learning from the Usap Tayo conversations that we have. Sometimes a lot of people are more comfortable sharing with strangers. There are a lot of, di ba, Bill, ang daming anonymous accounts na nagpa-participate sa tweet chat. So, you know, they are not comfortable sharing, they are comfortable sharing anonymously because sometimes they just need to breathe it out. Kailangan lang na lang ihinga talaga at ilabas. So, and, you know, those things that we have to understand also.
And siguro to add dun sa bandwidth and making sure that it's the right place to share. With Usap Tayo, we also mention, especially when we do, parang, when we let listeners to come up the speaker stage, no? Parang, we are telling them that it's not parang a mental health consultation. It's really to share their responses on the questions. Kasi, we don't want to put anyone on the spot. And also, since it's a public forum, hindi kasi natin kontrolado what's being said. So, it might be a trigger or parang some people might have sensitivity to the things that might be said or parang the panel na nagsasalita sa usap tayo might not have the capability to process and assess and then go through dun sa pinagdadaanan din ng tao. So, again, it's very important that we contextualize kung ano yung kaya lang nating pagdaanan with the person yung sinasabi ni RS kanina.
By the way, for the listeners, this is just in case you're curious how Usap Tayo goes. This is a sample of their dynamic right there. It's like a different feel of the show. My God. I'm actually excited. I feel like I'm one of these spaces. And I always enjoy them talking, you know. But yeah, thank you for that. And apparently made it sound very, well, it's quite simple, but a little less intimidating, but also still very delicate, you know, like just being available for other people is might be enough. And you have to, you know, even approach these at your own time. But you also always have to be somewhat open and or prepare yourself to be open for this conversation. And I think that's quite important.
But I do want to ask though, and you guys have been very careful in making this distinction. You know, you guys are mental health advocates and not mental health professionals. Perhaps you can discuss, number one, what is the difference between a mental health advocate and a mental health professional? And how do you, as mental health advocates, operate in that space?
Sige. We are advocates. We are not experts. We are not professionals. If you notice sa schools, di ba? Sa mga schools ngayon, they don't have guidance counselor na. Diba? They only have guidance advocates. Pinaltan na nila yung terms sa schools.
Yeah.
Because there is a registered guidance counselor exam na, RGC exams na, di ba? And that's one of the toughest exams also na sa pagkakaalam ko, no? You know, being an advocate itself is something that we do, katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, is because we are coming from a place of most of the time experience. experience directly. We experience mental health problems, stigma, and all. And or maybe someone close to us have experienced that also. To be an advocate, to be a mental health advocate is, sabi natin hindi siya madali, pero very rewarding. One thing, siguro, it's good na naipasok na natin yung idea na ano, no? Ipasok na natin yung idea na how do we do this as an advocate? I'm speaking as a person, ano? I mean, as RS na, no? To be an advocate is not that easy, but very rewarding because you have to live as an advocate as much as you can in all the facets of your life. You have to be ready for people to coming to you for their struggles, for their stigma. Just recently, parang kailan ba? Yesterday, may former student nakita nila na parang nakita niya yung ano, post ni Mental Health PH that I was there. Tapos sabi niya, sir, ikaw pala yan, you're doing this and that. I would like to ask sana because I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that. So you have to be ready with those things as an advocate. Also, to be an advocate means you have to continuously learn and you have to continuously learn how to deal with these things. Dealing with someone who with mental health problems is a very complex process. I would say very complex siya kasi ako ang isa sa mga lagi kong wina-watch out ay the words, the language that I use. And hindi ko alam pero coming from my experience, kasi, you know, there are things na ayokong marine. Yung mga, for example, I have this as an advocate, no? Ang mga iniiwasan kong sabihin is na yung mga bagay na nasasaktan din akong marinig. For example, sasabihan ako ng kulang ka lang sa prayer. Those things are so, those things are for me red flag siya if I will hear those things. So, if I listen to someone who's saying that to me, it's a red flag. I don't want to talk here anymore. Parang, okay. And then those things like, ako nga nalampasan ko yan, ikaw pa kaya. Okay, but I'm a struggle. We're coming from different we're wearing different shoes. We're coming from different perspectives. We're coming from different points of our lives. You know, those things. Bata ka pa, kaya mo pa yan. Nasa isip mo lang yan. So those terms, those words are not the things that someone with mental health condition wants to hear. Okay, someone confide to you na may I'm feeling suicidal. Ano ka ba? Wala yan. Sa isip mo lang yan. Tara, labas tayo. You know, yung labas tayo, it's something good. In a way na diversion and all. To make you feel happy. Pero, ano ka ba? Wala. Dinidiscount yung feeling and all. I think that's something that's good. To hear. Tapos yung mga something pa na hindi ko gusto, na hindi natin dapat sabihin as an advocate is that you know, sabihin sa'yo na I think gusto ko nang mamatay. Halika, samahan kita. You know, those things, bibiruin mo pa, halika, tula kita. Mga ganon. Those things are not good to hear coming from someone who's an advocate. If you really want to help and if you really want to advocate on mental health, you should be careful with your words. And yeah. Bill, do you have anything to add?
I agree. No, but okay. I think siguro dun din, no, na parang as an advocate, it doesn't end then with being part of, for example, Mental Health PH. It also goes with, yun nga, with our places of work, na kapag naririnig na natin yung mga bagay na nagbe-break nung safe space na dapat nga binibuild natin, as I've mentioned kanina. Dito naman pumapasok na kailangan or parang meron kang responsibility to educate people. I think in terms of being advocate, aside from being willing to listen, being parang open or opening up yourself to other people when they have questions on mental health, dito rin pumapasok na as an advocate, kailangan may alam ka din, well-versed ka din dun sa usapin tungkol sa mental health, kung paano ba natin may ensure that there are safe spaces in the places or that we're in the places that we're in. Kasi, yun nga, in-advocate mo nga siya. So, for example, if dun sa place of work ko, somehow, o pag may narinig na ganito, dahan-dahan, tinutulungan mo din sila to go towards dun sa ideal na definition niya ng mga interventions sa, tungkol sa mental health, or kung wala pa mga programa dun sa nakikita mo dun sa mga organizations that you're in, parang partly you feel responsible na ay baka pwede kong mag-introduce kasi narinig ko siya in one of the conversations that we've had in Usap Tayo, or one of the conversations that I've had with other advocates or volunteers.
Yeah. Add ko lang din siguro, no, that as an advocate, we are, again, paulit-ulit natin sinasabi that we are not professionals. But again, but as an advocate, one of our goals also is to promote health, help-seeking behavior for for everyone. So, our goal as an advocate is to lead people towards help-seeking behavior or towards professional help, for example. Kasi minsan tayo as advocate that sa atin hanggang sa atin lang, we sometimes, or we have to lead these people to professionals maybe, or not sometimes not professionals, but someone who's more knowledgeable on these things sa atin, or to seek help from the right people.
Yeah.
So it might be their family, it might be their friends, or whoever it is. But we have to, that's one thing that we do, is to promote help-seeking behavior also. Kasi hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na professional agad. Because ang daming kulang. Kulang na kulang tayo sa mental health professionals in the Philippines. And data shows those things. Kaya meron din tayong tinatawag, kasi meron din kasing konsepto no, sa community level naman eh. So we have to lead them also lang to seek help to the right group, the right people, the right experts perhaps.
Yes, that is an important concept, health-seeking behavior, you know, or seeking out the necessary and professional help. As mental health advocates, we are not necessarily that professional help, but it is our job to at least help them be open to seeking that help. Okay, very interesting. Now, to move on, I do want to ask a potentially big question, you know, maybe a macroscopic one. This might need another podcast to properly address, but maybe you can quickly answer that question here. How is the Philippines in terms of mental health, you know, and societal and political level, you know? Maybe how much progress has been made, you know, in terms of mental health, and maybe what needs to be done in this area?
Bill, do you want to go first?
Do you want to go first?
Big question, I know. Yeah.
I think we've seen some improvements, definitely. For example, now, I think yung 24-hour hotline ng NCMH is there. Yung crisis hotline is there. But again, kasi yung state of health, marami siyang aspect, may physical health, and dito rin yung mental health. So, again, this is not, I'm not answering in behalf of Mental Health PH. I'm answering as myself. And we've seen na may kulang naman talaga. And dito rin pumapasok yung mga private and non-governmental organizations in making sure or augmenting yung mga nakikitang kulang. So, while we're not at the ideal state yet, so definitely we need all the help that we can get.
Yeah, RS?
Yeah, let's look at it this way siguro, yung sa 3S, like the framework ng mental health PH, self, system, and society. Where are we right now? How far have we been through in the on mental health? So sa framework kasi ni mental health PH, self, system, and society. Self, I think malaki, napakalayo na compared before, because people are openly, people are very much accepting on it sa sarili nila. They acknowledge that they might have this, and all, you know, they are seeking help. Most in one way or another, they talk about it. And that's one thing that we have been through. Coming from someone also, you know, 14 years, diba kayo naman masasabi? Hindi ganun kadali yung 14 years. And napakalayo ng struggles na yun na hindi mo agad, hindi mo kayang pag-usapan siya dati. I tried talking about it in my former institution, na call out ako. Hindi mo dapat sinasabi yan. You know, and that was around 2014, 2015. Hindi mo dapat sinasabi yan sa class, sa estudyante mo. Not nga sa klase, sa estudyante lang. They will judge you. They will do it. So, you know, the call out ako na. So, in terms of yun nga, sa sarili mo, and sa systems level naman, merong nagawa, pero hindi pa sapat, marayo pa. We have the mental health law. We have the mental health law on a national level. For example, there are companies, organizations, industries na nagkakaroon na ng unti-unting mental health programs, and they have been acknowledging also mental health as one of the key areas or priority ng mga empleyado nila. Okay, but again, andun pa lang tayo, masaya na ako sa panahon ngayon na ano siya, may acceptance na, may acknowledgement na and acceptance. Siguro in the next years, maybe hopefully not decades, no, na meron na ano na siya, mas matibay na, mas malalim na yung mga programa on mental health. Kasi ngayon sa mga, you know, as we acknowledge this, parang ang kung titingnan mo sa mga policies, programs sa mga companies, for example, no, nasa seminar level pa lang sila. Alam niyo yun? Seminar level pa lang. Sana meron na rin policy level in terms of mental health sa mga companies, sa schools, for example, you know, those things. Sana meron na rin. Kasi ngayon nga, very ano pa, I don't want to say superficial, but rather, hindi pa ganun ka lalim ang pundasyon natin. And on a society level naman, I think malayo na yung narating kumpara before. When I say before, 14 years, okay? Pero napakalayo pa ng ng tatahakin natin. We are talking about it. A lot of people, I'm so happy that Gen Zs are very much open to it. But there's another side of that, and we will not talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
Pero Gen Zs, for example, are very much open to it. They are more very knowledgeable about it also. Okay. And the older generations have become, aray ko dun sa older generation, Bill.
I'm quiet.
para sa listeners natin, sa usap tayo kasi pagka mga age yung pinagpapaano, the joke is always on me.
Nakay ko yung RS.
Diba? Buti nga kuya, that minsan tito, lolo eh.
Oo, hindi naman.
Hindi ako yun. Hindi ko pwedeng i-claim yun.
Hindi mo pwedeng i-claim. Sila lang, yung mga Gen Z lang. And then, as I was saying, the older generation are also, nakikita ko, no, not all, but there are a lot of people from maybe boomers and boomers especially, ay nagkakaroon naman ng effort to understand and to learn more about mental health. Kasi sa kanila, iba yung generation nila, and I think we have to accept that also, na iba yung kinalakihan nila, na kaya baka hindi nila tayo maintindihan. But, you know, those coming from their generation who's trying to learn and understand the situation, mental health in general, better, it's such a good, such a huge step na rin naman kung tutuusin. Mm-hmm. So, sa awareness level and all these things, marami naman tayong nagawa na, marami na rin nangyari. Yun nga lang, kulang na kulang na kulang pa rin.
And so, what do you think are the priority actions or changes that need to happen to improve the conditions you just mentioned?
For me, hindi dapat nawawala ang awareness. Awareness campaign, knowledge generation, and all these things. Share ko lang din, no, meron kami, currently I'm part of Galenos. It's a global experience, global living, or global, shucks, nakalimutan ko yung meaning. but it's advisory board with 12 members from different countries and housed just at Oxford University. We are doing systematic reviews, depression, anxiety, and psychosis. So, dapat hindi mawala. That's one of the priority areas, awareness and knowledge generation on mental health. Okay. Also, policy level, napakalaking bagay na magkaroon tayo ng established policies about mental health. And that's one of the areas that we have to, that's very ano ba sabihin natin, parang hindi siya masyadong nabibigyan ng pansin yung policy level ng mental health. Kasi nandun yung clinical, yung clinical, ang dami na siyang ano, pero yung policy level, I think kailangan nating bigyan din ng pansin.
Okay. How about you, Bill? Do you have any priority wish list for the, in terms of mental health?
Well, I think we need more mental health practitioners here in the country. Okay. I think in terms of ratio, dali lang. Alam ko parang 1 to 80,000 yata. Again, don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But yung dami ng mga tao sa Pilipinas, I don't think kaya siyang suportahan nung number of licensed psychologists that we have in the country. So yun, sana dumami pa yung mga mental health practitioners. And mangyayari lang yun kung magkakaroon din ng trabaho itong mga psychologists na to. No, na parang if it will be rewarding. So for example, ako, I graduated psychology in my bachelor's. No? Pero dahil mas sure yung career sa corporate, so I decided to go corporate. Hindi ako parang tumuwid ka agad to take my master's, to take up my what do you call this? The licensure exams. Kasi, yun nga, dahil it wasn't as lucrative as a job or as promising as a job nung time ko nag-graduate ako. So, I hope na, yun nga, dumami yung mga psychologists and that means na sana mas maayos yung job plantilla para dun sa mga mental health practitioners talaga. Parang, di ba, at the end of the day,
yeah,
people would need something with of certainty. Ganyan.
Sure. There should be more jobs available. Certainly, the demand is there, but of course, the market does not
So, I think dito nga rin papasok na yung market ay kung lahat ay mas komportable na rin na makipag-usap sa mga mental health professionals because they have that help-seeking behavior. Wala ng stigma that comes with it. Actually, yun lang, no? Babalikan ko lang yung question kanina. It's also one of the improvements na maybe a decade ago, parang kapag may pumunta sa isang mental health professional, may label na kagad. At least ngayon, dahan-dahan na buksan na yun. So, we're seeing that positive change in that aspect talaga.
And maybe just a last few questions before we wrap this up. So, I'm sure you guys are aware that there are still some skeptics or those who are even hostile to those who are talking about mental health. Maybe you can tell us, you know, how do we engage these kinds of people, you know, these skeptics and those that are hostile to the mental health discourse?
Ah, okay. How do you deal with these people? Continuously educate them. Katulad ng sinasabi ko lagi, no? Wag nating isipin na they are just there to manakit sa'yo or what. But most of these people are really coming on a place of concern. We have to understand that yun nga lang, minsan hindi nila alam how to deal with people who's experiencing these things. Kaya lang, you know, we have to continuously educate them. We have to continuously, kumbaga, as an advocate, habaan din natin yung pasensya natin. Kahit anong mangyari, bigyan natin sila ng benefit of the doubt na baka hindi lang nila talaga alam kung paano mag-deal dito. Let's try to give them more awareness, educate them, and provide more context also on how do these people experience such things. Yun lang, sinasabi ko talaga, let's not be too judgmental on these people. Kasi most of them talaga, pag natutunan nila, pag nalaman nila, ganun pala yun, sorry, I don't know, hindi ko alam. Should I have known better? I will not do that. Yeah, those are the things that I experienced also.
Bill?
I think, siguro, I'll phrase it na, we won't be advocates if there are no skeptics, na parang, yung mental health discussions will just move freely if not if you're not living in a world na iniisip privilegio or parang it's just middle class privilege to think about mental health. Minsan may mga ganun kang maririnig na skeptics na kasi parang kaya lang natin naiisip yan kasi because of the social classes or you also hear people na sabihin yung mental health you can just pray it away or kailangan mo lang magpa-araw. At the end of the day, we're advocates because of these things. Kasi kailangang malaman ng lahat na, again, mental health, yung mental health ay usapin ng lahat ng tao. Whether part ka nung advocates, neutrals, or nung mga skeptics. So lahat naman tayo may mental health. And as advocates, it's very important na two things. Let's strengthen yung knowledge natin as advocates. Ano yung mga facts na kailangan nating paglaruan or alamin? Ano yung mga bagay na dapat mas matutunan ng mga tao na may tanong tungkol sa mental health? Because that will be our answer to the skeptics. Kasi pag pinakinggan mo yung mga, sabi nga ni RS, some of them, if not all, they're coming from a place of concern. Kaya nila nasasabi yun kasi may pakialam sila. Otherwise, they would just be parang apathetic dun sa topic. So, the mere fact na meron silang gustong sabihin, open sila kagad dun sa discussion. So, yun naman yung maganda dun. At hindi naman kinakailangan na parang wall ka agad na hindi, mali yan. Na parang we can always discuss bakit nila naisip yun. Kasi some of them, ganun kasi yung sinabi sa kanila ng magulang nila. Or kasi ganun yung ginawa nila dati. And it helped them. Diba? In a way. I think in one of the discussions, pinag-usapan din sa usap tayo yung religion na hindi siya kailangan na kakontra nung usapin sa mental. It goes hand in hand. Yeah. Diba? Na parang yeah, we can have your way, pero tulong tayo kasi yes. meron ding proof that this works. Baka pwede tayong magtulungan. Both of those ways gawin natin para mas mapabilis yung parang yung improvement ng condition or para mas malawak yung mga tao na patutulungan natin. Again, because they're coming from a place of concern. And for those people naman na niisip na it's a privilege, again, minsan, syempre, kapag mas marami ka nang iniisip, nagtitake talaga ng backseat yung usapin ng mental health. So, again, we just have to be more patient and explain to them na importante rin ito at kailangan nilang pagtuunan ng pansin one way or another. And it takes a lot of collaboration and communication.
I do like what you said, Bill, about maintaining bridges between mental health and religion, because, of course, prayer can still be very much therapeutic. And I think we mentioned in one of those spaces that, you know, there is such a thing as an intersection between faith and mental health, which is pastoral counseling. Pastoral counseling is where you combine, you know, faith with mental health discourse.
And that's the beauty of being advocates din, mm-hmm. diba? Na parang you advocate for something, you don't necessarily have to fight everyone.
Yeah.
And you don't have to fight everyone or you anyone.
That way. Yeah.
You have to work with everyone actually. Mm-hmm. You have to collaborate and
yeah.
make sure na nakikinig tayo. Kasi pag narinig natin yung side nila, that's our way of ensuring din na nakakatawid din yung mga mensahe na gusto nating iparating.
Well, thank you, Bill and RS. This has been a very fruitful and fulfilling hour. Now, I'll give you guys each a chance to give your closing statements, and perhaps you can tell the listeners how they can do their part in improving mental health in the Philippines. Why don't you start with RS and then Bill?
Ayan. For me, no, before siguro sa closing statement ko, no, congratulate din yung usap tayo ang Usap Tayo campaign ng Mental Health PH because last Friday, we were awarded by the Department of Health, Healthy Pilipinas Awards for Partners 2023
wow.
of a bronze award for the, you know, for health literacy campaign na ginawa ng Mental Health PH through the Usap Tayo campaign. They have seen the impact, they have seen the longevity of the project, the sustainability of the project that we have. So, I would like to congratulate the whole Usap Tayo team. Sabi ko nga, this is not for us, but for our Usap Kada, for our champs na nakikinig at na sumasali pa rin sa amin. Of course, Usap Tayo, hindi naman to laging mataas ang aming impressions. Not all the time. But regardless kung tatlo o limang tao lang yung nagpa-participate dito, gagawin pa rin namin siya dahil alam namin maraming nararating, maraming storya, at maraming bumabalik sa mga ginagawa namin. So that's one thing. No? And I would like to promote na din lang siguro before that, no, to all those listeners, if you want to bring Usap Tayo in your respective schools, in your respective, kasi we're going to do the Usap Tayo school caravan. So we're, or campus tour pala, sorry, the term is campus tour. We're going to do Usap Tayo campus tour. So we will let you host the Usap Tayo conversations on Twitter spaces and on Twitter tweet chat itself. Kaya hahayaan namin kayo ang mag-interact on all these things. And we will also bring the physical Usap Tayo sa inyong mga schools if you want. You know, it's like a forum, an Usap Tayo forum that we can also initiate in your respective campuses. So if you're interested, you can message us at Mental Health PH or message us also through or email us. Ako na lang siguro yung personal, yung email address ko na lang ng Mental Health PH, no? You can email me at rmohika@mentalhealthph.org. Again, that's rmohika@mentalhealthph.org. If you want to bring the Usap Tayo conversations in your school, we have that Usap Tayo campus tour very, very soon. Okay, so ngayon, as a closing message lang siguro, it's very important that we have to understand our roles as mental health advocates. We don't need to be a mental health professional to become an advocate. We just need to have the heart. We just need to have a concern, and we just need to continuously learn from our experiences, from the experiences of others, and of course from experts and professionals about mental health. It's something that we owe to ourselves and to other people. Ang laban, ang kampanya rather ng mental health ay hindi kampanya lamang ng mga may problema. Ito ay kampanya ng lahat, kampanya ito ng lahat ng tao para magkaroon tayo ng maganda, magkaroon tayo ng malusog na pangangatawan, malusog na pag-iisip para sa ating lahat, para sa bayan. Yun lang!
Yeah, thank you, RS. Yeah, anything.
Siguro ang parting message ko ay please join Mental Health PH.
Yeah.
Yes. Please. And yun nga yung sinasabi kasi ni RS, and I just wanted to drumbeat yung message that you shouldn't be scared. Kasi a lot of people are intimidated or scared when they hear the word advocate or mental health volunteer. Kasi they feel na saglit lang, hindi pa ako masyadong maalam tungkol dyan, or ano ba yung maitutulong ko? Na parang at the end of the day, as long as you are interested and would like to take part in the discussion, minsan enough na yon, hindi lang minsan, enough na yon. And then if kunwari feeling mo hindi mo pa kayang gawin yon in na may kasama, parang in your own capacity, start reading on books and make sure that you are a safe space. Kung hindi mo kaya maging safe space dun sa ibang tao, please make sure that you be a safe space for yourself. Parang simulan natin sa sarili natin. How can I be comfortable with my own presence? Something like that.
Thank you very much, Bill and RS, for that. Those wonderful insights. You know, like I mentioned earlier, the flavor of the Usap Tayo spaces was sampled here by the PI Podcast listeners. It's really felt like a collaboration. So if you like the kind of banter and the kind of content that they have, please please follow their X accounts and, of course, their websites. All the links are in the description below during our podcast. Now, of course, since Bill mentioned that we will need to continue learning about the topic, you know, keep ourselves informed, we have our last segment known as recommendations, where the guests and I will recommend additional material, whether it be movies, books, or websites, or whatever we can do to learn about the topic today. So I'll start first. These are two movies that I particularly enjoy in the topic of mental health, and they're not quite obscure. They're actually quite very mainstream. And these are, first, we have Good Will Hunting. It's actually a classic film starring Robin Williams and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. This is actually a very classic film. It's about, you know, Matt Damon's character, Will, who is a genius. And he was discovered, you know, working as a custodial worker or a janitor in a prestigious university. But of course, in order for him to be hired and to be considered, he needs to undergo like court-mandated therapy. And so, of course, it's Robin Williams' job to get him to reflect on his life and on his conditions and his traumas. And while it's very much cliche at times and not maybe overly emphasized, maybe exaggerated, I think it's still a very good first-timer's film to get through the mental health process. And then the second one is a local film called The Trial, starring John Lloyd Cruz, who plays a mentally challenged person, like a high school student. You know, he's actually in his late 20s, but he is still in high school, and he was charged with sexually assaulting his teacher, actually even murdering his teacher. And so, of course, this shows how Philippine society and the courts treat people with different mental capacities and mental disorders. Again, this is an exaggerated situation, but it's definitely a local perspective on how we treat people with different mental conditions. And lastly, and one of my favorite YouTube accounts on this subject is Psych2Go. It's a YouTube channel with over 12 million subscribers, and they have short 5 to 10 minute videos on multiple topics, like maybe signs that you're undergoing anxiety, or your signs that you have a toxic family member or a toxic partner, or some things like signs that you are in love, you know. And they're not experts either, but they do research on these topics, and they explain these concepts in a very casual, very easy to understand way. So if you are if you are thinking about being a mental health advocate and you want to get started, yes, this is a good way to introduce yourself to these very complex, very uncomfortable topics, but in a simple and very, well, pleasant to watch, you know, content, you know. All right. So, what about the guests? Ares, do you have anything to recommend the listeners?
Yes, of course. I would just like to, you can always visit our website, www.mentalhealthph.org. We have a lot of resources there for you to read. And yung ating Usap Tayo articles. Kasi ang Usap Tayo, it's not just conversation, but we also have something for you to read and to understand the topic that we discuss. So for our Usap Tayo articles that we have, these are peer-reviewed also by our group of experts in the field. We have those things. And another resource that you can look into, this is still a work in progress, but we have gone a long way already, that we have a Mental Health PH directory, the directory of mental health services and facilities. Hopefully, matapos natin siya very, very soon, but we're trying to make it the whole Philippines. So, meron tayong mga listahan doon, or numbers, email addresses, and websites, if whatever is available, but the contacts of mental health facilities, mental health clinics, and that may help you. Pati kung nakalagay doon if it's for free or you have to pay for it. And you can just use that as one of your resources also if you are if you need help from our professionals.
Wonderful. Thank you, Aris. Bill, do you have any recommendations for our listeners?
I recommend yung ni-recommend ni Aris. But yes, also if na ako magre-recommend kasi I think yung mga ni-recommend ni RS and the one that you recommended, Matt, parang would be enough. Siguro for me, it's really, again, I just want everyone to feel more comfortable with themselves when they're with themselves. So find good music, find your comfort music, and whenever you feel overwhelmed, just make sure that you have those on your playlist. Yun lang.
All right. Thank you, Bill. That's a very powerful and very important message to give to our listeners. Okay. So thank you very much, RS and Bill of Mental Health PH, for giving us that very important hour on, you know, mental health. Please be reminded to be alert not only to the mental health of your community, your loved ones, but also your own mental health. Okay. And do not hesitate to speak to someone in case you might be in need of such counseling. All right. So the PI podcast can be found on YouTube and Spotify or wherever you can get your podcasts. You may send us a message on our YouTube or Facebook pages, or you may send us an email at pipodcastph@gmail.com if you have any suggestions or comments regarding their episodes. But until the next episode, magandang gabi, mga ka-PI.